TOBLACH, Italy. With a remarkable week of racing in the books, something has changed for Catherine Stewart-Jones this season, which at first glance can only be measured in, who is this ski racer? However, when it comes to Canada's top-ranked woman cross-country skier and the team around her, it's more a matter of they have been waiting for this to happen. The Canmore-based athlete kept topping herself during the Tour de Ski, December 31 to January 5, the stage World Cup that runs over consecutive days in Central Europe. Finishing with a career-best 4th place in the 20-kilometer freestyle, a 7th place in the 15-kilometer classic and two more top 15s, which is by far the best stretch of the 29-year-old Olympian's career. I did keep telling myself that I have had so much bad luck that like I'm bound to have really good luck at 1.2 and if I'm really in shape too then things will come together, said Stewart-Jones. There has been lots out of the Canucks' control in the past season, including illness and injuries, which landed Stewart-Jones in a particularly lower ranking coming into this season. However, that worked out in Stewart-Jones' favor at the Tour de Ski, especially for the 20 km interval start. Unlike World Cup downhill skiing, where the best skiers hit the slopes first, at the Ski de Tour the top racers start at the back, mixed in with the lowest-ranked skiers. The mid-ranked skiers usually start first. I was kind of getting annoyed at being one of the first starters, previously, because it's harder to get a ride, like if people are lapping through, you don't end up skiing with anyone, said Stewart-Jones. But I just happened to have bad points, but I'm a lot better than what my points represent, so it was an advantage for me. As it happens, Stewart-Jones's lower ranking landed at one interval spot ahead of Norway's Astrid Slind, the eventual winner of the race. The course was a rarity as far as World Cup skiing goes, 120 km loop. The game plan was set. Hang on to Slind. Holding on to her wasn't exactly easy, but I knew I was feeling good so it was a good opportunity for me, said Stewart-Jones. I didn't know how close I was to the podium, but at that point, you're just kind of sprinting for every second. As seen on the World Cup this season, many women in their 30s to mid-30s are dominating the race. As an example, USA ski star Jessie Diggins is 33, and Slind only won her first World Cup this season at age 36. It's inspired motivation that Stewart-Jones, who has been the top-ranked Canadian woman for the past few seasons, is still working toward her career peak. It really shows how long you can have a good career and maybe your peak, especially for women, isn't when you're 24, it is probably at around 30, said Nordic Canada's World Cup team lead, Julia Merweistgaard. If you look at the result list, for the 15 km classic, which Stewart-Jones placed 7th, in the top 8, Catherine is actually the youngest athlete. Weistgaard, who is at ground level with athletes on the circuit, added there has been belief behind Stewart-Jones' abilities, but they have been waiting for this to happen. One thing is what the result lists show, but another thing is how confident she was, said Weistgaard. Once she had that result in the 20K, you could see her whole mentality change, it was more like her true self. A grinder in the gym and enthusiast of trail running races in the off-season, Stewart-Jones is usually in top condition year-round. Although, the 29-year-old Olympian has gotten better at making decisions that work for her. She's a hard worker, but what she has been doing a really good job of in the last few years now is listening to her body and making the right decisions for herself, said Weistgaard. Not only is she training hard but she's training smart and that's the most important factor to it. Stewart-Jones said the longevity in the sport isn't in question, it's more a matter of affordability and desire. I know that these performances are within my capability for the rest of the season, said Stewart-Jones. The World Cup's next stop is Les Rousses, France from January 17-19.